positive initiative column.
Just one for report.
Yeah, but you know, since I'm not human, they're precious few.
True. That'd be pretty
special. I hate you. I guess I got a negative openings too.
What race are you?
Qatarian.
Cat people.
Are they like the Kazinthine and not as cool?
Yeah, something like that. Some sort of anamorphic sex thing.
But they're more to...
They're more what?
They're more to pleasure.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
They're more to like, having fun. Yeah.
And anamorphic, you know, fuzzy sex.
Donald, roll. Three dice. One of them is a drama die.
A dromedary.
Oh, man. You actually made it. Oh, look at your promoter.
I rolled all ones in the last.
Someone actually got the six.
Well, didn't roll all sixes.
Does that mean...
Chances are they'll have to be promoted too, just
yeah,
in case.
Yeah, they keep promoting too.
Chances are. Oh, think about it.
Yeah. Actually, we should be rivals. So one of us gets...
I'm still just an instant rival.
Yeah. But yeah. Being rivals. When we do well, you do well.
Well, gotta get rid of them.
Especially when you suck.
Okay, Kev, we're rivals. Just so you know.
Yeah, right.
I'm rivals with everyone in the game group.
Well, the thing is, if they suck... Then it's not a good thing. So you gotta pick someone who's better than
you. Am I the only rival with everyone?
No, I just fire real for you.
Anyone see?
Everybody, okay, Donald is a lieutenant.
Okay.
Shannon, Sweet, and Fulton are lieutenants, junior grade. Everybody else is an instant.
Okay.
So.
Am I senior grade instant?
I'm sorry, Kevin, so you're not supposed to know.
I expected someone to roll and say, I guess, promoted. Just happens to be you.
It means that you drag up Sweet with you. If one of us
yeah, because I can't have you leading every freaking mission because you're never good. You know, and you'd probably get bored. I mean,
Dave's like never here. So.
Yeah, Dave's never here anyway, so it's okay. What would be better for this? I'm not supposed to get human here. So.
See, now, who am I gone?
Yeah.
I'm not with you either.
That's true.
Yeah, but.
Okay.
Tell me.
Anyway, should be a.
Shannon could go up, but then
we'd be like stuck to regulation and boring, you know, cultural talking to people instead of shooting when we need to be shooting them stuff every time. Isn't this supposed to be one of those talk our way out of it, not shoot our way out?
Well, now that I've read it, not really.
Oh, good. Good to know.
They're all shoot talk your way out, not
shoot you go, way. They can all be talking your way out. This one's not really designed to be that way, but
excellent.
Try.
Well, Shannon's not here, so we don't have to. None of that talking stuff. Just shooting.
Okay.
In deep space. We are not. Deep space.
Somebody upstairs?
Yep.
Alright. So, like, where is space not deep?
When it's close to the planet, I guess.
Okay, when it's shallow. Shallow space.
Yeah, it's shallow space.
Well, from your perspective.
When it's not in culturally enriched.
Are you online?
Yeah.
Like you're going to win this year?
I don't know.
So losers of the Warriors?
Early.
Lots of Warriors, lots of Sonics twice.
Early.
It is early, though.
Yeah.
But, Zach's doing well.
Yeah, I'm not even. They're doing good defense.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yes, the defense.
We'll see.
Look at the new one. Ryder.
Ryder.
Who inherited me in that last season?
J.R. Ryder?
Well, they got him to replace
Rice.
And he's doing a really bad job of it.
Well, but I think Kobe is so much better this year now. He's shooting too much.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You need three people.
Yeah.
Because the other team can just concentrate on two players. Gotta have someone else who can be a threat.
Yeah, they actually can score, but not consistently. Ryder could, but.
Well, as long as one person, you know, every night.
Yeah, but when they don't, they lose to Golden State.
So I think in the playoff series so far, if he can probably do that, it's going to be serious. Maybe.
Pretty tough stuff.
They match up well against the Lakers.
It's
a long matchup.
Yeah. Like Denver and the Raiders.
Yeah. Keep talking basketball.
Okay, so we're in deep space?
Deep space.
So you're in space.
What are we doing? Are some routine?
So the mission is to go to the planet Celis 3, which is on the edge of the, you know, close to the neutral zone.
Okay.
The planet is has not a Federation member.
Okay.
80 years ago, when the Romulans gave up the sector of space. Uh-huh. The Solus 3 used to be around the planet.
Okay.
So they left, basically took all the technology with them, left the planet in an economic ruin, which immediately they started a bunch of civil wars and stuff, which has been pretty much going on since.
That seems fair.
So the Federation is not... you can't be a Federation member if you have a civil war.
Wow.
You have to have a unified government. That's one of the, you know, that's one of the criteria for showing that you're stable, you're mature.
And one language, so you can call your language for your planet.
Make it easy and everything.
And the rule systems.
So recently, there are pretty much three... Well, there are two major powers left. There's the formal planetary government, which is, you know, the rich landowners and stuff. And then there's the Romulan faction, which is basically just rebels, and they've been doing terrorists and that.
Yeah.
But they're not actually pro government.
Okay.
And
there's pro Romulan.
Right, and they're pro Romulan. So the Federation sent an ambassador to Celis 3. Ambassador's name is Cal West, who's been there 6 months trying to negotiate a peace
between the government and the
rebel
lovers.
Right.
Didn't we do this one already?
I'm sure it was similar to many adventures.
Many Star Trek episodes resemble many other Star Trek episodes.
It's all in a little twist.
Ambassador, peace, all.
And
yeah.
And like a month ago, you know, half a month ago, the rebels decided they wanted, you know, they wanted the peace, they wanted to start an armistice. So you guys are going there to serve as a sort of honor guard. Well, the starship is an honor guard, and then you guys are supposed to attend the ceremony to show the Federation presence.
Because we're invited?
Because you're invited.
Because they're in Federation space, right?
They're in Federation space. They're not in Federation.
Okay, with haircut.
So, this is pretty much a diplomatic type of mission. Donald can leave, but not. You know, no bang bang.
Okay,
yeah.
So there. Let's see. Eric, you got a little bit more information.
Okay.
This is Starfleet intelligence.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I'm gonna find out what's really going on in the planet. Can you say the word Romulan spies?
Yeah, the rebels are led by a Romulan Talshiar agent. Who goes by the codename Proteus. Starfleet Intelligence has not been able to get a fix on what he looks like or anything. He's you know, one of those semi-legendary spy.
So he works directly for the Romulan government?
Right. He's a Talshiar agent.
Okay.
So reasonably sure he's the person who's behind the Romulan.
Okay,
if
there's an armistice, then he would have to either agree with it or someone from inside is taking him out.
Yeah.
Or something like that, right? Because if he's wanting
to make the Romulan,
he would not want a real armistice.
Right.
Okay.
So, they're just giving you that information so you're aware of that.
Okay.
Something funny could be going on.
So, how did the Romulans leave?
Why?
Treaty of Sharon.
Oh.
What was that?
One of the treaties, 80 years ago. When the Romans all left 80 years ago.
So they
got some of their lands, they got some of our lands.
Yeah.
And so they abandoned this one race that's all sad, they're gone, and there was a bunch of civil war.
More than one.
There's several races in the system, in this sector.
Federation's done it a lot of times, too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the Federation will like, but the thing is that they did it to the Federation, the Romans are at the same power level. The Federation did it to the fucking Cardassians.
Yeah, exactly.
So Stellus 3 is an agrarian planet, relatively. It's on the tropical side.
Cool.
Most of the Romans lived on the mountains because it was cooler, and there's some kind of slub sea fever in the valley that kills Romans.
Okay. Got it.
So basically, their primary.
Does it kill Vulcans too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Important safety kit.
Yeah. How about half Vulcans?
Maybe not.
Okay.
Extra disease resistance.
No, maybe it'll kill the Vulcan half.
That's true.
Oh, my left.
Like a stroke. My left arm is my liver.
The Federation Federation members are not allowed to trade with the planet.
Okay.
Which has hurt all of their economy.
Because
they're an unstable planet.
Okay. But I'm sure there's some illegal trade going on.
Their primary export is Sicilian ale, which is somewhat like Romulan ale, but spicy.
Okay.
And more than people said. Romulan, what is it? Romulan brandy? What is the stuff that comes up occasionally?
Romulan ale?
Romulan ale.
I think it's what it's called. Saurian brandy. Chris.
Yeah.
You also get a message. From the Bashar.
Okay.
From who? And and basically they say that their information is that Romulan senator named Cassis is finding something on Stellus 3 that is. So he's got a plan that it's going to culminate sometime in this week. But they don't know exactly what it is. But there's an increased activity. I don't know why he's
going to come on. Okay.
So as usual, you have to go and observe. They don't actually expect you to do anything.
I clean myself up. I get a
haircut.
Not quite as sticky?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's kind of tropical.
Nice. Good.
So why
next time we get together, now that I bought like Vulcan culture, Vulcan language, I'm going to buy the Vulcan neck pinch thing.
Ooh.
Definitely.
Hey. Do you have that in here? I still
have it. Yeah. Vulcan has it. Uses it everywhere.
Okay. Try it. It's a
whole time. Yeah, he tries to use it all the time. Something other than.
Okay,
all
right.
So you are
just show up and.
Yeah, you're part of the ceremony.
Mingle with the crowd.
You're sort of ambassador. You're representative of the Federation.
Goodwill representative.
Goodwill representative. So
we're in our like weird fancy dress. We go.
Well, not all the time, but yeah, for the ceremony, you will be. So you arrive there. The you're on the bridge. You're on the con. Oh, wait, you're on the captain's chair. Who's on the helm?
Don't
worry. Helm, sensors, and weapons. That's what I need right now.
Alright, how
expensive
are weapons? He's least likely to use them.
Oh!
What a weird attitude is that?
That was pretty weird. Yeah, Shannon will never ever put me on the sensors because she knows a lot. Yeah, I see something there moving. Yeah, better go that way.
Oh my god,
that's probably weapons. Exactly. Their shields are going out of the plank, shoot!
So we'll make a sensor roll.
Oh, sorry, I was wrong. They weren't really.
Support systems, right?
Yep.
Eight.
The eight, you get that there seems to be some sort of solar flare activity.
Both activity.
That is interfering with sensors. Fuck that. Okay, no. It's not interfering with sensors.
Huh.
But it is throwing off extra signals.
So that's it.
Okay. From that direction.
So do you want me to fly real close down by, a little buzz?
Buzz the tower.
Impress the natives?
No.
Show military might?
No.
We should go underneath
the flare thing like they did in the opening.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Why don't you work on making a solar flare extra radiation filter?
Yeah.
We know what you're talking about.
I'll get on it right away. but in science.
I'm thinking, damn, we should have sent her over without the suit on.
Okay.
Alright.
I'll try to filter out the solar.
So you get an incoming communication. Oh, this is like when you arrive. So you get an incoming communication from the client.
Okay.
On the screen is.
The ambassador?
Not the ambassador, the leader of the planet. And they're called. The leader is called the Taigu. In. Servisic Cesar.
Okay.
He is, it just looks kind of like this. So sort of a bit lionish, I guess.
Okay.
With mane.
Some sort of distant relative of mine, I'm sure.
It says, the people of Cellus welcome your Federation representatives to our wonderful planet. We hope for a long, fruitful relationship between us and the Federation that will bring much, much economic prosperity to both our sides. We're all happy to welcome you all. And we have many gifts to give you.
All right.
He's supposed to take tips.
Oops.
I'll thank him for his warm welcome. Reiterate his little, you know, hopes for this, that, and the other thing, whatever he'd say.
Right, be sure.
Tom says, we'll see about
it. And I'll introduce myself and the other bridge people who are the club members. Yes, since we're the ones who are going to jump down and spend all of that.
Of course. You know, you're welcome to come down to the palace.
How close are you to London?
Okay.
And then hopefully we can meet with Ambassador and what's his name?
Okay. So if the warm unit comes over close, there's just virtually no way of knowing, right?
Yeah. We're not supposed to.
Well, sure.
Same shame on that.
But they couldn't, like, but they can't beam down or something without becoming in close.
Right.
Yes, they have to destroy us before they can enter.
Well, they have to uncover before they can destroy.
Yeah.
Personally, that usually gives them the element of surprise.
Usually when they're not close, they're not sure. So if we're ready all the time.
Yeah, just randomly fire the phaser.
In the space. They say that after a while.
Okay. Weapon system testing.
Broad beam lasers.
I'm not shooting anybody, I'm just shooting at space.
Oops.
I'm just going like this. And you're in my way. That's not my problem. Okay, so I guess we'll beam down and meet with.
So, what kind of interference is the.
I could isolate it.
Is the solar flare giving us that, like, setting up false readings? False positives?
Right.
Okay.
I'll try to do this.
In that direction.
Okay. I have a suggestion that we park a shuttlecraft on the other side of the sun.
A room?
Park a shuttlecraft on the other side of the sun. Because with the radiation the sun's giving off, any sort of signals that we get that might indicate something nasty, we might go, oh, it's a solar flare. But if we have something on the other side, we can verify.
Flares are not omnidirectional, usually.
Planet, sun, interference comes from here.
Right. Oh, you mean on the other side of the, on the dark side of the...
No, on the other side of the sun.
No, if the sun is here,
uh-huh.
And we've got a ship here and a ship here,
right.
And there's a flare,
uh-huh.
If the flare goes that way, this ship might see it, this ship might not.
Well, you're not talking about flares, okay?
I'm not talking about flares. I'm talking about other ships
sneaking
around.
That's what take care of all of
this.
Sure, you can try to close her.
Yeah,
And we could...
Systems engineering pressure.
We could park a shuttle out somewhere.
Yeah. I just want more than one pair of eyes watching you.
Yeah.
I mean, basically just like a sensor crew.
14?
Really.
You cut it down a lot.
I cut it down a lot.
Okay.
So there's only a little bit of room there.
Okay.
Or, you know,
we want to do the same thing. Have someone good with sensors on the shuttlecraft go park. Give us another eye.
Okay. Just one person?
Double thing.
A full
shuttlecraft.
Well, usually two is the standard.
So there's people.
Yeah. But
two people is
good.
No,
it's
fine.
Ish.
Yeah. Two people get us fine. Deep space.
Bring a book.
Well, you know, rotate people.
We can't assign.
This is
not a simulation.
For Shannon and me. Off we go.
Okay. So you arrived like 2 days before the armistice signing.
Alright.
Kind of encouraged that we are here, you know, like 6 hours or so, just go out, do the thing.
Well, we could go slower.
I want
to
meet them. I want to, you know, see things.
Okay,
we can stuff.
Okay, sure. We'll beam down.
You talk. You probably need to ship all the time. So you beam down. You take these 3 buttons with you?
Yes.
Okay. You wearing your dress uniforms or anything like that?
Yeah.
You are?
So soon? You only need to wear those for the...
Well, only for the ceremony, really.
Okay.
You could come now when you dress uniform and, you know, press local.
Yeah, but if we do that, then when we go to the actual thing, we won't upgrade.
That's true. Then we uniforms are fine. Okay. I mean, that's what we were wearing on the bridge when we were talking to
him
anyway, so...
That's true.
Gotta be able to upgrade. Otherwise, it won't seem like
I'm
giving it importance.
I had a flower here.
I had a little flower here. The old tiki flower.
Okay, so you beam down. Or you think any security?
Two ventures.
Sure. Well, actually, we're supposed to meet security. They're supposed to be our friend.
You know, it's before an armistice hasn't been signed yet.
Right. Well, we're supposed to be guard, so.
That's you.
Well, I assume more people are going to come down for the actual ceremony.
The actual ceremony?
Yeah. Supposed to have a whole.
Like dozens of, people looking all cool.
Yeah, but.
We're just watching. We're not.
Yeah, pretty much. You're just bystanders. You're not. I mean, they're. It's pretty much a local thing.
Okay.
Just to watch and witness it.
I don't think
we need
security.
What? We always need security.
They don't need dice
first, yeah. Yeah, thanks a lot. Okay, next time he goes to the other ship.
I'll wear red.
Let's play that same scenario again. Okay. This time we'll have something different.
I thought we programmed this so that it could help him with that.
Yeah, I know. We obviously, aren't that good at our scenario planning.
Okay.
Sorry, I do have an openness of 4.
Faster. I've got an openness of -2. I don't trust anything.
I trust everybody.
And look where it gets you.
Promoted.
Almost dead.
You don't know that.
Yeah, you haven't been promoted yet.
I haven't been promoted yet?
No. The episode. Alright, so you beam down. There is a group of Cellians.
So do they smell funny, and do they make the hair on the back of my neck curl up because they're mad kitties? Or do I just feel sniffing their anuses or something?
That's always the case. Different kitties.
Make a perceptional. Intellect, add stuff to the result.
Intellect, add perception.
Director's cut.
I haven't seen
director's
cut.
Six.
Should watch
the
one.
You haven't seen the director's cut? Director's cut was kick ass.
There's no narrator.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's harder for me to. I mean, I could. I lost it a couple times.
Have you seen it with the narration?
No. It's like watching Brazil without the.
Electronics
cut. Well, basically, the. In this, it's the director's cut is really much more depressing. Same thing in Brazil. The real Brazil is much more depressing.
With the ending.
Yeah.
I never seen it without the ending.
What's the happy ending or the sad ending?
I never seen it without the sad ending.
Okay.
I saw it in the theater. I never saw it without.
There was the happy ending.
It was still a sad ending,
but the European and the uncut version was even worse.
The sad ending
is where he's ends up in the chair and goes off the and he's being tortured and dreaming.
Okay, that's why.
That's the happy ending. Because then he's at least he's gone off the wall.
Yeah, he's got off the wall.
And there are certain things that you're not sure about that could have happened.
The girl might have lived.
But in the full-on cut thing, there's a couple of other scenes added in there that are just, make it really clear
that everybody's dead, he's really screwed.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I haven't seen the bad ending.
Yeah, I've not seen the sad ending. I did not know.
Actually, the theatrical
really
release,
three or four minutes.
The theatrical release, they call the love conquered all.
Yeah. This was the DVD for Brazil supposed to be really.
I have it. The Criterion one?
Uh-huh.
Three discs.
Yeah.
One's got the theatrical release, one's got the director's cut, and one's got all kinds of extra stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Ebert just did a DVD special.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and the other guy saying, this is why we love DVDs, and these are our favorite DVDs and stuff like that.
Brazil was one of them.
Brazil was one of those they mentioned.
Spinal Tap DVD.
They liked Spinal Tap, yeah. They did like Spinal Tap because that was one of the ones where the character stayed in character for the
Right.
or explaining stuff. Okay.
Okay, so the... So with your six...
Weapon looks good, right?
No, they smell a little funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it could just be them.
This is when we're captains. We just send the security people down. We stay up in the ship.
So there's a, group of them wearing purple robes.
They're rulers.
And they're all... Chao's eyeing towards you.
Are they big?
Okay.
A little bit bigger than humans. So they're like a little taller.
Impressive.
Are they like kneeling kind of Chao's eyeing or
just
groveling?
Sort of groveling.
Okay.
The ambassador is there. Okay. And kind of standing off to one side. And then so if you materialize it like that, then they get up. Obviously, you know, the leader you talked to before comes up to you.
Okay.
Welcome, you know, representatives of the powerful Federation. Please accept these humble gifts from this poor planet. And he has, you know, servants bring it.
And what do we bring?
Bring things. What they bring is...
Boy, there's a faux pas. He even mentions the gift thing.
First he gives you, you all, like a silver... necklace.
Oh, cool.
A little, you know, engraving of.
I taste it.
You know, it says, it says friendship itself. And then gives you. So he gives you each a bottle of the finest Cillian ale from his own private stock.
Wow. That's got to be worth a lot, right?
Fair enough. Well, it's not like wrong with you.
Okay. I thought everything was free. The transporter, but
you can't make this thing.
With the things that can make anything.
Thanks.
Strangely enough, no. And then the last thing he gives you guys is a set of wooden carvings. Some, you know, really weird native beasts and stuff. They actually do have like some kind of lion thing that, you know, hunts in the, you know, swamps. Yeah.
And we came up.
So you know, says, you know, accept these humble gifts. Show our appreciation and goodwill of the planet Stellas and the Stellian, and show that
we all look expectantly at Coop.
We have much to contribute to the you know, all powerful Federation of people. We'll make a fine addition to your community.
You're just talking to a lieutenant to your brigade. With absolutely no power, so you wasted your time.
Do you have anything to say?
I'll thank him again and say that I hope, you know, we have a long and
fruitful
relationship. Blah, blah, blah.
That's it.
I'm gonna start playing little war games with the apple.
I feel like I'm stuck to give him.
At all. Katarians like to play with
toys. Say, you know.
So how many little wood apples did we get?
Four.
Four?
Okay. Are they all by?
No. They're four different things.
Okay. I start determining which, if they were real, if they were in a fight, which one would eat which one.
I see.
And practice.
They're really insecure.
Okay. So you do a little speech. He says, you know, we have our finest quarters for you and your lieutenants. I'm sure you want to speak to your
ambassador,
who's been gracious enough to be here for 6 months to
help
this very long process of establishing peace. So,
these guys, because you never ever give your best quarters if you're trying to impress someone. Because you can say, oh, these are, you know, these are good quarters, but, you know, someone else is in our best quarters, otherwise we could have... Because that means, you know, if they give, you know, their best quarters, and they're kind of like, okay, we'll think they stink.
That's true.
They're making a big risk here.
Could be.
They're also about to develop this traditional thing in this area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric's little mantra of I'm going to be able to upgrade.
You know, and then tonight there will be a great, you know, feast in your honor. And I'm sure, okay. Too, you know.
And
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, no. Roast long that pork.
You know, and perhaps, you know, you'll be able to look around, you know, our fair city, and then see how, we are.
What's the level of rotator technology on this planet?
Probably not. Okay. We're about 1960. Like 1990. Oh. But they have some wrong technology. But they haven't, you know, they haven't been able to use to turn that into cars or anything weird like that.
They just have, you know, really good technology.
Yeah, they have horse-drawn cars. Structures.
Of course, like many of the Star Trek world.
Alright. So, you see Luke Gaffner. Okay. He takes you over to his small office.
You a medic too, Chris?
Yeah.
Who are you?
She's got two medical ones.
Yeah, I thought she was a counselor.
Counselor, medic.
Counselor, slash medic.
So I'm Ambassador Cal West.
Two engineers,
and
two heads.
I'm here,
okay.
You know, to ensure that the unified government.
Hey, good job.
Well,
it's
unified government. Well, the rebels were rather abrupt in declaring that they weren't on the system. There has been no. Offhand, I can't see any indication why they would do that.
Who have you been negotiating with? What's their power structure, to your knowledge? And who declared the armistice? And who was going to be signing?
They seem to concentrate mostly around here. Most of their attacks have been on the capital city.
Do you know anything at all about the rebel power structure?
Not really.
Okay.
Standard, you know, cell structure, for the most part.
So when they say that they're going to sign an armistice,
yeah, how do you know?
Who's signing the armistice? What kind of power do they have?
They're coordinated enough to house, say, you know, there's an attack and then there's a sort of leader. So, you know, this is why they do with these attacks. You know,
but does the leader have a name and do people follow him?
Morpheus.
No, we don't know who the leader is.
Okay.
We just know the communication.
Do you know who's supposed to be signing this armistice?
No.
You're just going to show up with some guy that's
supposed to be. Supposed to be the leader. The leader of the.
Okay.
Of the rebels.
And they give no reason. They just sort of decided to.
Yeah. Well, they said something about trying to put away our weapons and rebuild the planet.
I thought it said animal running low.
The only thing I can think of,
there'd be no like planetary reasons, like, you know, shortages of food, incoming strains.
There are shortages of food, but they've been ongoing.
Yeah.
For years.
So no real compelling reasons.
No real compelling reasons. Only I can think. I mean, it's either a trap or.
Some kind of internal struggle that we don't know about.
Or some kind of internal struggle, you know, that they resolve. You know, perhaps they're wrong with society not to stop supporting them.
Do you know that they're getting support directly from Romulans?
Romulus? Occasionally they've been, you know, a few rebels killed, you know, have current Romulan weapons.
Huh?
And they've got some amount of more or less current Raman technology.
Okay. And have our friendlies gotten plenty of Federation technology to fight back?
Survive Federation memorial.
Okay, that's not never mind.
They have Raman disruptors too.
So, but they have to have a unified government before they can join the Federation.
That never stops agencies like Starfleet Intelligence or the CIA from making sure through back channels that friendly governments are supplied with arms and armaments. But we wouldn't know anything about that.
Nope.
Have we seen any Starfleet technology? Any of the local guards? Okay.
No.
Okay. That's one of the things I would have checked when I was like checked before you gave me the report is if Starfleet Intelligence has people on the planet doing, you know, guns for drugs type operations to supply our friends.
Guns for
slaves. My favorite thing about the Arizona campaign is we're running a town and like trading slaves for guns and booze or something like that. I don't even remember how that worked. Odd smuggling operation.
Our gaming group is nothing if not opportunistic.
Yeah,
that's
really.
Thank you.